Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is clear and pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, sunny skies and warm temperatures offer a perfect outdoor afternoon. Jerusalem enjoys a mild and comfortable day. In Haifa, expect similar fair conditions. As the evening sets in, temperatures will remain mild, making for a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, Tajikistani man arrested in Israel on suspicion of spying for Iran. This comes from JNS in earlier reporting. Also, Iran warns the US and Israel against attacks ahead of the long-delayed Khamenei funeral. This update is from the Times of Israel in the last few minutes. Also this hour, CENTCOM considers relocating US bases from Gulf states to Israel's Negev after painful Iran strikes, reported by the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago. Separately, another report from Ynet earlier today tells us a Tajik national was arrested in Israel for allegedly spying for Iran during the war. And finally, Iran's terror threat to Australia has not diminished. Australia is urged to push the US for severe consequences for Iranian terror abroad. This story comes from the Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported minutes ago that several people have been killed and wounded in an explosion in a coffee shop near the Justice Palace in Damascus. Visegrad 24 noted earlier today that Islamists in Varamin, Iran, are pooling gold jewelry to offer a reward for the assassination of Trump or Netanyahu. Arsen Ostrovsky wished the Australian team good luck just minutes ago, highlighting the strong ties between Australia and Israel. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the arrest of a Tajikistani man in Israel, reported by JNS, authorities suspect he transmitted sensitive locations to Iranian handlers during the war. The information included missile strike coordinates and details about Tel Aviv's Azrieli Towers. This arrest raises concerns about Iran's espionage activities in the region. Turning to the warning from Iran, reported by the Times of Israel, Iranian leaders caution against any attacks during Khamenei's funeral procession. Millions are expected to attend, with military warnings issued to ships in the Hormuz Strait. This tension heightens the risk of conflict in the region. Meanwhile, CENTCOM's consideration to move U.S. bases to the Negev, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, signals a strategic realignment. This move follows recent Iranian strikes on Gulf states. A new base could enhance U.S.-Israel military cooperation, affecting regional power dynamics. Also, Ynet's report on the Tajik national's arrest underscores the same espionage concerns. Prosecutors allege he maintained contact with an Iranian handler, passing on strategic information. This highlights the ongoing threat of espionage against Israel. And finally, the Australian Jewish News emphasizes Iran's terror threat to Australia. Australia is urged to advocate for a peace agreement with Iran that includes strict consequences for terrorism. This reflects global concern over Iran's international activities. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, an Israeli startup named Tracer launches with $25 million in funding. The company aims to develop systems for underground military operations, targeting conflicts like those in Gaza and Iran. Separately, Walla Business reports that the mayor of Lod can participate in advertisement videos to attract investors. This decision follows a court ruling allowing municipal leaders to engage in marketing strategies. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a strategic regional struggle, with Israel at risk of falling behind in new projects. The IMEC vision could integrate transportation with commerce, requiring a reevaluation of Israel's policy for regional competitiveness. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.